that dossier about then-candidate Donald Trump.
Democrats say that that dossier is nothing more than opposition research. But the White House, it's calling it collusion with the Russians, plain and simple.
We are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
So what the White House press secretary was referring to there are the revelations this week that the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid for this now infamous dossier during the campaign.
Fox's Kristen Fisher, we've also learned that the research for the dossier was triggered by a conservative website with ties to the GOP. The number of dead in Somalia's capital is up to at least 13 following a suicide car bombing outside a hotel and gunfire inside. Extremists are said to be holed up on the top floor. The Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Fox News, fair and balanced.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Don't miss Theron's Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. with the Saturday Night edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Man, you better be getting with the beat. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Can't get with the beat on this radio program. You got a hole in your soul, Jack.
From 6 to 8, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie.
The Moon Glows with a great jump tune from 53, Whistle My Love.
At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots music with Radio John D. and the Greasy Skillet.
And that's another playlist archive pick from listener Mark. Thank you, sir.
Then, Dan Martin brings you the best music of the UK on London Calling from 10 to midnight.
The great 60s tunes, but also the 70s, 80s, 90s, and current stuff.
Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go.
That was New York City's own Tom Dorsum right here on Go Cat Go, the Rockabilly Show.
Hey, baby, do my little pet.
It all starts Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. on the musical side of Wham!
Enjoy the fall this year with the Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea. Celebrate cool weather with new Western boots. Boots from Tony Lama, Lucchese, Nocona, and Justin. Check out boots from Calfskin and Bullhide. And check out the exotics such as ostrich, goat, and boa. Check out the work boots from Double H. Sturdy work boots with affordable protection. Check out the hats from Resist All and Stetson. Pick one in your own personal style. And remember, the Mule Skinner has all your concealment requirements, leather vests, handmade holsters, and belts. Made-to-order holsters are also available, custom fit to your exact make and model. So come on in and check out the Mule Skinner. And check out the traditional Western boots, traditional Western hats, and the custom handmade holsters and belts. That's Bill Kahn's Mule Skinner Boot Shop, 112 North Main in beautiful downtown Chelsea, right next door to Wines on Main. Western hospitality for you. Mule Skinner style.
The views, opinions, and content of this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its management.
Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for... Here we go again, all right? Thank you for tuning into The Drift, and it's Saturday, and Gary's back, if you can imagine that. But yeah, so anyways, forgive me for being a little out of sorts this morning.
It's the producer's fault.
Joining us in studio, Ed Bondarenko.
Hey.
Good to have you. And producing for us, Dan.
Dan Martin, producer extraordinaire.
I wouldn't go that far. I used to be when I did it every weekend, but now I freely admit that I'm crap at this.
All right. Well, anyways, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news.
You need to know.
Yeah, you're off on me there, too. It's the dailydrift.com. But anyways,
let's try.
Can I just go home? And welcome to The Drift. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, we're off a little bit today, but I was off last week in Korea.
Out of practice already.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things, right? It is what it is. Okay. So I went to Korea last week, right? And I was there on work and got to spend some time with the people of Korea. All I can say is Seoul is a beautiful city. If anyone ever wants to take a vacation to Asia, Seoul, very clean, very beautiful, very safe. Crime, way, 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 way low. You will feel absolutely safe 4 a.m. anywhere in town, at least parts that I went to. And great people. I was treated very well by my company and my friends and the people that I got to spend time with. And just a great place. Now, you know, I did ask people, you know, about, you know, how they feel about the North and North Korea and the things that are going on. And I think, you know, it's kind of odd. People kind of don't think about it. It's much like when we were under the Cold War, mm-hmm. right? And you would worry about, you know, you just kind of push it to the back of your mind. You can't think about it all the time.
That's the best way to live.
Yeah. I mean, 30 miles away, they've got howitzers, 20,000, whatever it is, that could rain shells upon this big, huge, modern, beautiful city. And a complete psychopath just north of the border who has a million-man army. But for most
lots of
them,
countries have crazy leaders.
Not this bad. But anyways, so this guy, I think people just put it out of their minds. You know, they go on about it. How else can you have to work for a living? It's an expensive city, right? Very expensive. Apartments are like $1 million for just an apartment, right?
Korean bucks or American bucks?
Related to to American dollars, right? Now, you use the won, the South Korean won, which is like 1,100 to 1 over here. So your bills are all like super huge, $1,000 bills, right?
Yeah.
But and that'll get you a bottle of water. But a very nice, expensive, modern city. The traffic was terrible because you squeeze a lot of people into, you know, a city that doesn't have a lot of room. But beautiful. The hills are beautiful. Just an excellent city. If you're going to go to Asia, I would suggest, you know, Seoul's probably a good place to at least start and check it out. And it's easy in. Their airport was very efficient. Customs and immigration, very efficient. Just a great, great, great city and a great time.
Flatten a country in the 50s and rebuild it, you get modern, you know?
just like Japan, right?
Yeah.
Nagasaki, yeah. It was a good trip, so... You know, be that as it may, I did find out one interesting fact, and it kind of plays out to the reason why we drink. Allegedly, highest per capita drinking in the world.
Wow.
South Korea. And they do know how to party, I will tell you that. I mean, the big drink, you know, it's not like, I didn't see a lot of people drinking liquor. Some people drinking wine. But beer with soju in it, which is like a sake, right? And... So they're basically, everyone's drinking Boilermakers all the time. You know, either doing shots of the soju or drinking Boilermakers, which is your beer and the soju in it. So which is good. It makes the beer taste actually really good, which makes it hard to stop.
Did you have any Seoul food while you were in Seoul?
I had a lot of Korean food.
Okay.
And I got to practice with my chopsticks, right? Which I'm pretty good. You know, when you go to a Chinese or Japanese restaurant here, they give you the wood ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Wood
or plastic, I'm good with. Over there, they have the metal chopsticks.
What?
Not so easy, because, you know, you get knife, fork, and chopsticks, but they're all metal.
That's
Ooh,
weird.
Yeah, a little tough to work with the metal ones, because they're a little more slippery slide. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and it's funny, here I am in some place, not being super familiar with traditional Korean food and eating, and I'm trying to use chopsticks for everything, and a couple of the guys are like, dude, that's why we give you a spoon. okay, I guess I don't need to be using the chopsticks for that. But it was a learning experience, so really good. I enjoyed it. Well, let's take care of our sponsor this half hour, Hamburg Pub. Halloween party. Oh, it was last night. We missed it. It was the 27th.
Yeah, but we announced it last week. Maybe not so well, but we did.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you got through that then. Well, anyways, who else can we do?
I don't know. I'll do a Hamburg pug. A nice place to go. It's a great place to go. Yeah,
it'll be still a fun place to go. 810-231-3344. Find out what they're doing tonight. Call up Donna. 810-231-3344. Hamburg Pub. They did the Halloween party last night, but they're probably still partying for Halloween tonight, so you can still get dressed up and go if that's what you want to do. And they're located right in Hamburg there off M36. Easy to get to and a fun place. The best pizza in the area, without a doubt.
And if you can't do that.
Wait a minute. Pizza where?
Hamburg Pub. You've been to Hamburg Pub.
I have.
Yeah, Hamburg Pub's pizza is out of this world.
Really I think I played there in a band.
I think you have. I would have swore I've seen you tell me in the last 6 years that you were going to play. I don't know if it was.
My memory's not what it used to be because I'm getting closer to 50. But any
How do you think I feel at 53, Dan?
Near dead.
Okay, I'm not commenting.
But anytime I hear the words pizza, my ears are like a German shepherd.
Oh, good.
And I'm like, what?
Get
what,
off my
what,
lawn.
What?
Yeah, their pizza was good. I went to Burroughs last night, and their pizza was fabulous, too.
And they built a Buddy's recently over by Best Buy.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I like Buddy's. Buddy's is good.
I could eat a different pizza place every day for dinner as long as I could eat at a different taco place every day for lunch.
See, now you're hitting me right in the gut, too, because tacos are my favorite.
Now, have you ever been to Xochimilco in Detroit in Mexican Town?
Oh, heck yeah.
And isn't that most incredible?
And what's the one across the street, the one that's more Costa Rican?
Oh, I don't know, because every time I get that close to Xochimilco, there's like a big magnet. It just pulls me in.
Well, there's one across the street, and I can't remember the name. My brother turned me on to that one. And it's kind of more Costa Rican as opposed to...
Oh, that sounds good.
And it is very, very good. I like it better than social media.
And if you ever, like, say you go to the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
There's a place down there, and it's called El Rancho Grande. It's on
Rancho Grande.
Colonel John Glenn Avenue. If you're in Dayton, you must eat at El Rancho Grande.
It's in Dayton. Isn't that right, Pat?
Yeah, yeah, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. It is the.
It's a joke, son. It's a joke.
Isn't that right, Pat?
Yes.
But it's the greatest museum in the freaking world. I love that place.
My only claim to fame with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is decades ago when I was in the asbestos removal business. I was an estimator, right? And you would go to these places. They would grab all the estimators, and we would go in. And, of course, it was an Air Force base, right? And they said, so we got some asbestos needs to be removed in the boiler room and down these long tunnels that run under the air base.
I bet you it was a lot.
So we get in, and they give us our initial brief inside the boiler room, and it's sparkling clean, right? It's the military. Sparkling clean. I'm sure everything's fine. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go check out the tunnels, you know. And thinking that it's sparkling clean, no issues, I'm walking down the dark tunnels, and I've got my flashlight, and all of a sudden it's snowing.
Oh, man.
It's asbestos in the air. I hold my breath, and I run like a quarter mile, right, to get out of these tunnels, because obviously the sergeants never made the guys go back down the tunnels to clean, you know. So my heart's ready to bust because I'm holding my breath and running to get the hell out of there so that I can
And
I had to go get my mask and then go back into
the
tunnels.
Now, see, when my dad was in the Navy, he wore a mask made of asbestos to put out fires.
Well,
that's,
I wish...
That's not funny. I don't mean to laugh.
No,
I'm sorry.
I've been exposed to asbestos a million times at this point. So
it causes brain damage, doesn't it?
In my case, probably.
Not in my dad's case, but maybe
In my case, yes. I'll use that as my excuse anyway. But all right, well, let's start with something local here because we've got an election coming up.
Yes, we do.
And here in Washtenaw County, they're going to try and put more of these constitutionally illegal, right? Mm-hmm. Washtenaw County is famous for this. It's one reason I'm moving out of Washtenaw County. In the next week or two, I hope to be out of Washtenaw County, free at last. I'm out of Washtenaw County in these idiots. Did I hear while I was gone that the Ann Arbor City Council was taking a knee or something?
Oh, four of them took a knee and five of them stood up with their hands over their heart.
Well, good for those.
So somebody knew what to do, right?
Stop grandstanding, you retards. You've got a city to run. Try cutting taxes and getting services done and doing things right instead of making some resolution. Washtenaw County Commission does the same thing. It's none of your business. We're talking about county stuff. What are you making a resolution about national crap for? Get off there and do your job. It just aggravates the...
I love that you're so vintage that you still use retards.
Absolutely.
That is classic.
People are socially retarded, politically retarded in this country all the time, especially in Ann Arbor. Gosh darn it. It just drives me crazy.
No, I'm sorry. You're demeaning retards.
I'm not.
No, no, no. I mean, you're equating the two. Those people are far lower than retards.
Yeah. Retardation is somebody who's not quite.
Yes.
It's a musical term. Right. I'm playing slower on the guitar.
There you go. Yeah.
Retardo. You know. Yes.
Yeah, my dad, my nickname when I was a kid, my dad, anytime I did something stupid, my dad said, okay, retardo Montalban, knock it off.
I'm going to use that one. That's a good one. All right. November 7th, voters in Washington County will be asked to approve a poorly designed and illegal millage proposal entitled Mental Health and Public Safety. This is from the GOP guys are telling us to encourage people to vote no on Proposal 1. The authors of this proposal have not bothered to state clearly the purpose of this millage. They misleadingly named it to disguise the fact that, for example, City of Ann Arbor plans to spend a portion of the funds raised on solar arrays and climate change projects. All right, well, again, it comes down, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because our out-of-state listeners will be bored senseless by it, but it comes down to, once again, Washtenaw County asking for more money. How about you guys use what you got and stop taxing the bejesus out of people, because it's just crazy the way they want to always ask for more money, whether it's the schools or whether it's anything else, right? Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we're going to get into our stuff out of Washington. That's going to be super great. So we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Masonic Lodge Ann Arbor Fraternity No. 262 is having a party-style fundraiser in support of Safe House Center. Safe House works to help provide safety, support, and hope for survivors of domestic abuse and sexual assault. There will be live music, food, cash bar, raffle, and a silent auction. Party with the brothers and donate to a good cause. This event takes place November 11th at 6:30 p.m. at the Zalgaz Grotto Club in Ann Arbor. See their website, aaf262.org, for more information. Blues at the Elks happens on the second Tuesday of the month from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Plymouth Ann Arbor Elks Lodge No. 325 in partnership with the Detroit Blues Society. There's a $5 donation at the door and bring your dancing shoes. Tuesday, November 14th, the Boa Constrictor Band returns. And Tuesday, December 12th, for their debut appearance with the Elks, will be the Sax Maniacs Band. Jazz at the Elks happens on the last Tuesday of the month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. There's a $10 donation at the door, which includes hors d'oeuvres. Enjoy jazz in a listening room setting close to the entertainers. On Tuesday, November 28th, returning will be the Terry Lowe Trio. Note that there is no jazz in December. The Plymouth Ann Arbor Elks Lodge No. 325 is located at 41700 Ann Arbor Road in Plymouth. For more information, call 734-453-1780 or visit PLYAA325.com. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., there's a Naranon Family Group meeting at Redeemer Lutheran Church, 1360 Pauline in Ann Arbor. Naranon offers help to those impacted by someone close who struggles with or is recovering from addiction. There are no dues or fees. To learn more, visit RLCA2.com.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by A&H Lawn Service. Now here's Theron.
Republicans, you are weak, timid, and lack testicular fortitude, both federal and state-wise. No excuses. You own the joint. Stop reaching around across the aisle. You truly are blowing it on the one major thing it will take to get anything done, and that is getting rid of Mitch McConnell and the horrible shackles of the 60-vote rule. That ain't the way the forefathers planned it. Just ask Alexander Hamilton. See the Federalist Papers. But I doubt you'd know that, Republicans. At this point, you are shameful, close to worthless. Dispute that. I double dog dare you to. You can't. And to think, we the thinking sent Donald Trump to D.C. with our agenda intact, only to have you stand against it. Same goes for all of you in the Michigan legislature. Other than the Freedom Caucus in the House, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul in the Senate, you all need the bum's rush. And guess what? The progressive Democrats, I know that's redundant, but I have to keep it simple for the Republicans, will eat your lunch come 2018 if you don't find a set of balls to strap on. Get busy.
A&H Lawn Service and Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. They've been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991, including landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. They have the professional experience you can count on. Call 734-429-5778 and see how their business can help your business, or visit ahlawncare.com.
Your defending fathers.
Immediately after we get off the show at noon, we go out and do our business. I look at different websites. I look at different news sources. I look at MERS News Service out of Lansing. I look at Gongware. I look at the Detroit News, the Drudge Report. I look at quite a few different sites. And, of course, I peruse my Facebook page.
Brian Summerfield and Trucker Randy are your defending fathers. They're on a mission from God. Weekdays at 11 on Wham. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch The Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, well, we're getting through another show. First time back for me for a couple weeks. It was nice to have a week off. I did call in last week.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Was working on very limited amount of sleep last week. So, okay, so let's get into, you know, let's get this out of the way. JFK files. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? I haven't had a chance to read. I've seen a couple of tweets about this.
Now they're going to redact some after all because some people may still be alive. And then,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then I saw a tweet saying that they were going to release the rest of it, except for those people that are.
I've learned more in the last few days about the JFK investigation than I had previous to this.
Like, yeah,
I didn't know that somebody had called into the BBC 24 minutes before the assassination to warn that some big news event was about to happen in America. I never heard that before, but it's totally vouched for.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's. If you want to call in and talk about JFK, please feel free.
Be knowledgeable.
Super. I'm certainly not knowledgeable nor super excited that the additional information is coming out.
So you can fool us. You can say anything and we'll buy it.
734-822-1600. Love to have your calls on that. But what I really wanted to get to was the Clintons, the Robert Mueller investigation, and how everything seems to be turning. And then last night, breaking news. Here they're throwing out. And I firmly believe that CNN is putting this out there about somebody being charged in the Russian collusion on Monday,
yeah,
right?
I
so that's
about
what
that
saying.
This
Who's
morning.
It going to be? Are they going to come up with some, pardon the pun, trumped up charge against Paul Manafort, or is it going to be somebody else? And what is it? And if it's not specifically related to politics, and this goes back to some money deal or something farther back, shame on Robert Mueller and the rest of these guys, because this is sheer and utter nonsense. There's tons and tons of proof that the Clintons were colluding with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't found anything so far that shows anybody in the Trump campaign or the Trump administration is colluding with Russia.
It's a distraction.
It is a distraction.
This is this whole thing about what's coming up Monday. I mean, I thought you were going to say the big news that came out was that Crystal had actually funded the original Fusion GPS investigation into Trump.
Who was it?
Bill Crystal.
Oh, was it?
An anti-Trumper. And the question was, for a long time, what Republican operative that was opposed to Trump had funded Fusion GPS?
Yeah.
And actually, the timeline seems to go, and I've just kind of figured this out, if this is the way it is anyhow, is that Crystal and some others, including Washington Free Beacon, were trying to get dirt on various candidates, including Trump.
Right.
But Crystal, being as vehemently anti-Trump as he was pushing this Fusion GPS.
Yeah.
So then they dropped that after he got the nomination, okay? But then the Clintons got wind of it, and then they picked up Fusion GPS, and then that's when the Steele memo came out after that, the Steele dossier, which was, you know, just nobody's buying that. And that's what actually triggered the Mueller investigation. And it's just...
So
Mueller's so
giant,
far afield right now, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so this whole long, drawn-out, convoluted investigation of Robert Mueller is all based essentially on a phonied-up dossier that the Clintons bought into, that Bill Crystal, the Never Trump. I thought I saw a tweet that Free Beacon, Washington Free, which surprised me, was involved in that
as
well.
Free Beacon and Crystal were funding the original Fusion GPS investigation right. into Trump. Then they dropped it. Then the Clintons picked it up. And right. the Clintons and the DNC,
so
I
who gave
say.
It to the Clintons?
That's a good question.
I mean, somebody must have told them.
I'm right. thinking hey. Somebody like John McCain, frankly, because John McCain was, in January, he was flashing that Steele report around, like trying to bring it to everybody's attention. Yeah.
Benedict McCain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, if and then you see some of these tweets, well, aren't you glad Mueller didn't stop because now we're starting to see Uranium One stop. Don't try and protect Mueller for me or no. Rod Rosenstein or any of these other guys because, you know what, I firmly believe that if the FBI was willing to pay this guy to continue to do what he was doing after the election, the FBI is just as culpable. And they have literally defamed themselves to the point where they're a joke. The FBI is not the preeminent law enforcement organization in this country anymore. Not by my book.
Not the administration of the FBI. Yeah. I wouldn't demean the agents.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to demean all you agents that are out there. You guys stand up and come forward. You know, you do yourselves a favor, mm-hmm. putting yourselves back in a good spotlight by getting rid of people like Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller and these other douchebags who are out here demeaning the reputation of the FBI by what they're doing.
But the good news is that Jeff Sessions is investigating illegal immigrants and MS-13.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is absolutely ridiculous. He ought to unrecuse himself. He ought to fire his assistant, the guy you just mentioned.
Rod Rosenstein.
Thank you, Robert. He needs to fire him, fire Mueller, step up, do his job.
Yeah, exactly.
Find out what's going on with Uranium One.
Let's take a call from Jenny in Brownstown. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jenny.
Jenny?
Jenny?
Jenny? No, I can't hear Jenny. Dan, we got Jenny on the line out there? I'm going to put her on hold. Jenny, we'll get to you. There's an issue, and I'm trying to get Dan's attention in the studio. This is just one of those days, isn't it?
I miss Derek.
Dan, can you put Jenny on for
Jenny?
Us?
Jenny?
Jenny, are you there?
Okay, there we go.
Okay, there we go. See, we're
hey
we're,
guys,
we're
how's
getting...
everything?
Good,
oh,
Jenny. How you been?
Good to hear from you finally.
Good. Well, I called a couple weeks ago, whatever that was. Anyway, but hey, listen, guys, I got something significant to tell you.
Okay.
We need Pat Kolbeck because I was out of state for a couple days this week. Went through Ohio to get to Indiana. I mean, I'm blind. Okay, the feel of those roads down there was, you could tell right after you left Michigan, the state of the roads.
Were you driving?
Yes, I was.
Well,
but we made it.
Well, you're right, Jenny. And Pat Kolbeck is always welcome on the show. I think he knows.
I talked to his campaign yesterday, and he will be on the show.
Okay. Yeah, he needs to spend more and more time. Even if he's just calling in 5 minutes a show, I'd be happy to have Pat on because I would love to see Patrick Kolbeck as governor. I am worried that he doesn't have the notoriety that he needs. That he probably doesn't have the coffers.
Well, the Meekhoff thing is getting him notoriety.
Is it?
Yeah, the Meekhoff thing.
Oh,
definitely.
Talk about that.
Well, there's this. Jenny, do you know about it?
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, that man needs to go. Yeah.
Well, there's the music. We'll talk about the March Against Meekhoff after the music.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks
okay,
for the call, Jenny.
Anyway, the significance of this is that the roads down in Ohio and Indiana were so much better, and the markings on the highway were better to tell you where you were.
Okay. We got to go, Jenny. It's a hard break. We'll
see you.
We'll talk again next week. We'll see you all on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The Wall Street Journal and other sources say charges have been filed related to alleged Russian collusion in last year's election. The report doesn't name names, but former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort is one.
Another target of Mueller's investigation has been President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. In particular, investigators were reportedly trying to determine if Flynn played a role in trying to get Hillary Clinton's emails from Russian hackers during the election.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. There's tension in Murfreesboro and Shelbyville, Tennessee, where a pair of so-called White Lives Matter rallies are going on.
A group known as the League of the South says they feel safe in Murfreesboro. Brad Griffin is their spokesman.
We have a high opinion of law enforcement in Tennessee. We expect things to be peaceful, unlike how they were in Charlottesville, Virginia, and as we've seen in Berkeley, in Portland, and all these other places where the police just stand around.
Fox's Eben Brown reporting. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Check out Smith & Wesson Days at the Firing Line in Westland on October 27th, 28th, and 29th. M&P 2.0 in full size or compact with a sale price of $479. The 9mm shield on sale for $349. SDVE 9mm on sale for only $299. And both revolvers, the 642 or the 442, are on sale for $379. Then there's the Smith & Wesson Sport 2 rifle with over $100 in free goods, sale priced at $579. All other Smith & Wesson guns are $25 off regular pricing. Come join the fun. Shoot any Smith & Wesson gun at the range for free on Friday, October 27th or Saturday, October 28th, including ammo. Buy a Smith & Wesson and get a free hat or t-shirt and a 30-day firing line pistol pass. For more information, call 734-326-7320 or visit firinglineguns.com.
Families hit by drug addiction already know how difficult this problem is to solve. In many cases, addicts have tried multiple 28-day or 12-step programs that did not work. Narcanon Freedom Center believes that addiction is neither inherited nor an incurable disease that requires indefinite treatment or medication for the rest of a person's life. Narcanon Freedom Center's drug addiction program consists of unique techniques to assist addicts to overcome drug and alcohol dependencies and the damaging effects to an addict's life. This is done naturally, and there is no substitution drug to handle one drug addiction by inheriting another. Narcanon Freedom Center's goal is for each individual to achieve and maintain long-term success. Any family member or loved one of an addict, please do not hesitate to call Narcanon Freedom Center at 517-629-6749 and reach out for help. That's 517-629-6749. We are in this battle together, and as a team, we can fix the problem of addiction.
It's finally here, the atmosphere you've been looking for to relax and celebrate with family and friends and meet new friends, too. It's Wines on Main in downtown Chelsea, right next door to the Mule Skinner Boot Shop. Select wine from their hand-picked wine list, showcasing boutique wines made at small family vineyards from all over the world. Enjoy a wine tasting at their welcoming wine bar, then take home a selection of wine and accessories for gifts and upcoming events throughout the season. Shop for artwork from local artisans, paintings, pottery, glassware, paper crafts, and metal art. Get that special woman in your life a wine clutch and handmade bottle stopper, or a wooden bar set and deck of vintage playing cards for that guy you adore. If you can't decide, how about a gift certificate for the perfect choice? Join their Wines on Main Wine Club to get VIP specials and invites to upcoming events. It's new. It's what you've been looking for. The new wine bar and gift shop, Wines on Main, right next door to the Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea. See you soon. Cheers.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch The Drift. And if you want to email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. Love to get your comments if you're too afraid to call into the show. Yeah, but you are always welcome. We're easy to get along with here. So let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour is Max Marina. Pontoon restoration starting at $2,099. Get those old pontoons of yours
up to date.
Mm-hmm.
With some
safe.
New decks, new carpets, new railings, whatever it is you want to do. 248-486-8300. Don't let your boat sit all winter. Get it worked on so it's ready to go in the spring. They include free pickup, delivery, and storage. Get it done. Pontoon rentals are also available at Max Marine. Come next spring. You don't want to go out there now. It's a little cold and nasty. But 248-486-8300. That's Max Marina. And their service area is in South Lyon, Michigan. Okay. So you want to talk about Arlen Meekhoff. Meekhoff.
Yeah, he's okay. the majority leader of the Senate, state
yeah.
Senate.
Yeah.
And I think anybody who's listening to this station knows what's going on, that basically he got upset with Pat. He's been upset with Pat Kolbeck for a while. And he got upset with Pat Kolbeck because Senator Patrick Kolbeck, soon to be Governor Patrick Kolbeck, hopefully, because he had done some speaking at a Right to Life meeting in his district, and he pulled out some rule that said you violated that and removed Senator Kolbeck from all his responsibilities, his control over his staff, funding, budget. I mean, basically, he just slapped him.
Yeah, and that's telling. This is why you should vote for Patrick Kolbeck,
yeah.
Because you know what? The swamp guys like Meekhoff. These guys like Meekhoff are up there in Lansing, spending your money, doing whatever, listening to the special interests, not doing what's best for the people and taxpayers of the state of Michigan. And when they remove Patrick Kolbeck from these committees, it's because they don't want a common sense conservative who's looking out for you involved. And that's why they took him out. So Patrick Kolbeck is the guy. If you want somebody who's going to represent us as taxpayers, us as citizens of the state of Michigan, Patrick Kolbeck's your guy, and you need to look him up. You need to talk him up. He is a rocket scientist. He's not your typical politician.
And he's going to have an article on the front page of the next issue coming out this week
of the current.
Yes. Yes. He's going to have an article discussing this. So there's a march against Meekhoff that's coming out at the state capitol, and it's going to be on November 27th. And people are meeting at the Capitol Gallery at 9:30 in the morning, and they're asking, if you show up, be polite, be kind. This is more of a silent march protest against Meekhoff. But it's to basically show the voters' displeasure. I think this is working to Senator Kolbeck's
advantage.
Do you?
Yeah, I would say so.
I think
so.
The notoriety is showing him as the underdog. People like the underdog.
Yeah, Pat, like a lot of our Republican politicians, just need to get more marketing in mm-hmm. their system. You know, like Bob Young, we're not seeing Bob
yeah.
Young
yeah.
either.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, pay attention to that one because it's a winner. Dan, can you put Joe from Wyandotte on?
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Here we go, Joe.
Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe.
You were out of town, Gary, so I'm sure you hadn't heard. I know you've been trying to get Robert Ritchie on your radio airwaves. Well, he finally did a radio interview, and it was with Howard Stern. And when asked about whether he was running for Senate, he said,
keep it clean.
Yeah, bleep no, I'm not running for Senate. Are you bleeping kidding me? Like, who bleeping couldn't figure that out? Bleep
yeah.
no, are you bleeping me?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of knew he wasn't running when he did his first show of this tour, and he came out with that hokey rap, whatever. I thought, this guy is just tagging us all along, which is a shame, because as I was telling Ed, you know, very few of us, as normal taxpayers, as normal citizens, have the ability to change anything or to affect anything, or influence anything. And so when you get a guy who's raised in a conservative family like he is, and despite his bad boy demeanor and showmanship and everything else, I think he's got common sense and is a patriot and is a good businessman. So that's the kind of people we need in Lansing, in Washington, D.C.
I think he mocked
But he mocked it. He did. I really believe that he kind of used it, and I'm very disappointed. Because, you know what, he could have stood up for all of us if mm-hmm. he wanted to, but he didn't. You know,
well,
so I'm glad he's gone, though, because you know what, we already have a really good candidate. But as you're going to tell us, I'm pretty sure, our candidate, Bob Young Jr., who's a great, well-qualified candidate for U.S. Senate, is not got that showmanship out there. He's not working hard enough to get out and let people know who he is. Do you
believe
that, Joe?
We're glad you could call, Joe, and it was nice talking to you again.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, yeah, I mean, most of us knew Kid Rock was pulling a Pat Paulson. And if anybody doesn't know who that is.
Are you that old?
for anybody who doesn't know who Pat Paulson is, they need to Google him. A great comedian. I've got a Pat Paulson for President bumper sticker around my house here still somewhere. But some people took Kid Rock seriously. Now, hopefully, those people will finally get serious behind a candidate like Bob Young. And you're right, we're not. Bob Young is great in the grassroots. He meets with a lot of groups. He meets with a lot of people. But you're right, his online presence stinks. John James' online presence puts Bob Young to shame like Lena Epstein's campaign was doing.
I haven't seen anything about John James online. Really haven't.
I haven't seen much either. But here's the thing, not even so much online. Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7. Here in Detroit area, which is your Wayne County, which is where he needs to be getting it, as you said previously, Joe, 30% of the vote. That's all he needs out of Wayne County for the Republican to win the U.S. Senate seat here
in
Michigan.
Well, I'll take James or Young, either one, to be honest with you. I mean, that's fine by me.
I'll take any Republican, right? But Bob Young Jr. is a great candidate, and I want to see him. Doggone it, he better do some debates with Debbie. Mm-hmm. If I don't see a debate for U.S. Senate this time around, I'm going to be really angry.
It may be funding, like you said before, Joe. It may be he doesn't have enough to do the Facebook paste, boosts they ask for all the
now
time.
Now that Kid Rock has told people outright, please stop being delusional, you need to get serious and send Bob Young a little bit of money so he can run a serious campaign against Debbie Stabenow. Because we need a solid year and a half, 2 years of running in order to be able to beat Stabenow. She's got $7 million in the bank right now. Young's only been able to raise a couple hundred thousand. People need to get behind him now. We need the money now. We need to be working now. We can't wait. This isn't not a traditional election cycle.
Right.
Doing things the way we've always done them will be the way we've always done it and lost.
Yep, that's what Republicans are always good at, losing, because they don't know how to market themselves. All right, Joe, well, great call, man. I appreciate it. We'll see you hopefully next week. And we'll see you at the Meekoff event. Are you going to that?
Oh, when you said goodbye to him, I pressed the button.
Oops. Bye, Joe.
All right.
Bye, Joe. We love you.
All right. Give us, what do we got? Walter on line 3, Dan.
Okay, here you go.
Oh, I hate these Casper Motos guests.
That's right, I'm back. You're back and I'm back.
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Oh, man, I tell you, I'm doing pretty good. Meekoff, he sounds like a Russian bear or something, man. Who is that? Meekoff.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a guy that needs to be off of Lansing and out the door is what he is.
Yeah.
He's another one of these swamp creatures that's just in it for himself and in it for the special interests, and I've had about enough of that.
Think of Mitch McConnell in the United States Senate. He has that position in the Michigan State Senate. So basically he's in charge of the state Senate Republicans.
Yeah. What else you got, Walter?
I could see that guy in school, man. Me, Kaufman, he going off. He's been in the school I went to, mostly black, man. He went off on his name.
Me, Kauf, you, Kauf, we all
Kauf. Was that you that Kauf? No, it was me that Kauf, you know.
So what you got?
Man. Hey, by the way, I'll vote for Patrick Kobach in a heartbeat. Love him, everything about him, man. And I'll tell you what. You ain't gonna win nothing against any fake-a-crat, TD Jake, or snake-a-crat, known as Democrats. You ain't gonna win nothing being too nice and quiet like Young. I remember when you guys interviewed him. I came on that day, I said something real strong against the Republicans and the fake-a-crat, snake-a-crats. It seems like he got a little nervous. Now, that's usually a sign that you got another phony on the way, but I'm not saying he's phony. I'm going to tell you something. If you got the demeanor of Ben Carson, where you sound like you're in a coma when you talk.
Like you, huh?
You ain't gonna win nothing against them Democrats being nice.
Right.
That's why you got to call them some names. You got to get down dirty with them devils, man.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what Republicans need to do. We unfortunately have to bring it down because you can't take the high road and win in this country anymore. That's just the nature of the country.
We need to make you his campaign advisor. We need to get you in there training him how to break out of his shell.
All right.
Well, yeah, man. I have to speak to him, give him advice from my bunker because I know that the people go after me, you know. But anyway, hey, speaking of John McCain, woe unto you when the people on The View and the secular people in the Hollywood, known as Hollywood, decided to invite you on their shows, like The View. He was on there, I think, this past week.
Yeah.
And they love him to death now.
Yeah.
He's one of them. And by the way, the Bushes is part of them, too.
Right.
And I tell you what, about that thing that John, I never talked to you guys about Bush, his backstabbing ways.
You've done it a million times. Well, we're coming up on a break here, Walter. And so we have to, we're going to take that break. But make sure you call in next week, and we'll be back talking a little bit more about that. Thanks, Walter. Appreciate it. And we'll see you all on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Northville Art House announces the biennial Small Works Juried All Media Exhibition November 3rd through December 16th, featuring over 150 works by 55 artists from Michigan and around the country. The exhibition includes photography, painting, ceramics, fibers, jewelry, and more. All works are for sale and measure 12 inches or less in all dimensions. The majority of art can be purchased for under $300, making them perfect holiday gifts. The Northville Art House is located at 215 West Katy Street and is a facility of the Northville Arts Commission. Admission to the Art House exhibits is free and open to the public. For more information, visit northvilleArtHouse.org, or you can call 248-344-0497. There will be a November 10th luncheon and bazaar at Bethlehem United Church of Christ, 423 South 4th Avenue in Ann Arbor. For the bazaar, there's no admission fee, and it runs from 10 to 2 p.m. with a bake sale, crafts, Christmas recycled quilt raffle, and more. The luncheon runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be beef or turkey, assorted salads and pies, $12 for adults, $8 for the salad only, and $5 for children. Call the church office to reserve tickets at 734-665-6149. Note that only 50 tickets will be sold at the door. The Ann Arbor Fiber Arts Guild presents their holiday sale Saturday, November 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Washtenaw Community College, Morris Lawrence Building, 4800 East Huron River Drive in Ann Arbor. There will be free admission, demos, and informal modeling all day long. Door prizes made by guild members drawn every hour. For more information, visit AnnArborFiberArts.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com. You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch the Drift. And we just had an update. I guess we had a little miscommunication in that Meekhoff rally. It's November 1st, according to Linda.
Yeah, I was reading a Tea Party caucus.
That Tea Party caucus.
Yeah, but it was a release from the guy who was sponsoring it. I'm confused here.
Right.
So.
Well, anyways, hey, Dan, can you find us, is there a website for that, or have Linda get us a website for that so we can send people to, and that way we'll make sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised Joe didn't correct me.
So November 1st, I guess, according to Linda. All right, so that's that. So I wanted to run real quick before we get to our next call. We were talking about the Clintons, the Uranium One deal. Dan, do you have that track one ready?
Yeah. That's...
Okay, let's try this. This is Dana Lash, talking to Congressman Jim Jordan, and it's a little long, but it hits to the heart of this Uranium One deal and the investigation that's going on with Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein. So go ahead. If you can play that, Dan, let's play that.
Coming up, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. But I just want to recap. This is how the day went. And Congressman, oh, so good to see you. We so appreciate you joining us. I want to recap for everybody. This is basically what happened. So you had the Clinton campaign and the Democrat Party. They paid Fusion GPS to research and compile this dossier of information that was riddled with factual errors and completely debunked. Then Fusion GPS hired ex-British spy Christopher Steele to author said dossier. Then Steele sources included active Kremlin intelligence officers. And then Comey continued to pay Steele after the election. And this is my first question. Why was James Comey, the FBI, continuing to pay Steele? Do you get the impression that he was trying to maybe make it look like it originated with the FBI and not the Democrat Party?
I don't know, but it's, again, it's why this cries out for investigation. You're exactly right, Dana. So Hillary Clinton, DNC, pay Fusion GPS to produce the dossier. Reports say the dossier becomes the catalyst for investigating Trump. Now we learn a few years back, the FBI was looking at this Uranium One deal and all that was going on, bribery, kickbacks, extortion, all the things that were going on, didn't tell Congress, didn't tell the American people. Most importantly, the FBI didn't tell the agencies who were involved in making a decision whether Rosatom could buy this Uranium One, this whole deal could happen, could buy this 20% interest in or 20% of the uranium supply. Didn't tell the agencies who were making the decision. Then they also told the informant who they were paying to give him the information, who was working on this, you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
That all happens. And who was running the FBI at the time that this all happens? None other than Robert Mueller, the guy who's now doing the special counsel. And who was in charge of, according to The Hill, who was in charge of overseeing all this at the Justice Department? Rod Rosenstein, the same guy who appointed the special counsel, Bob Mueller. So that's the irony in all this. That cries out for an investigation. And my guess is most Americans would say something doesn't smell right here.
No, it doesn't. I mean, there's some Russian collusion for sure happening, but just not the way that the narrative has been ongoing. And I know your colleagues in the House, Congressman, the co-founders of Fusion GPS came before. They testified. They pled the fifth. It seemed being that I wasn't there, it was a closed-door session. Everything that I read, they did not want to answer any questions. They were completely unhelpful.
No, you're exactly right. And this is interesting, too. So go back. Pagliano, who sets up the now famous Clinton private server, Brian Pagliano, took the fifth in front of, I was on the Benghazi committee, took the fifth in front of us, would not answer our questions. Now the people Hillary Clinton is paying to develop the dossier take the fifth. Seems like everyone hangs out with Secretary Clinton, takes the fifth when they actually discover they're part of these things and when they come in front of a congressional committee. So I find that interesting as well.
There you go.
If they don't want to suicide themselves, they take the fifth.
If they don't want to end up on the Clinton body count, right, they go ahead and take the fifth because they know what's at stake. Their own lives are at stake.
I'm in fear for this guy who's going to come out, who's been the FBI informant who they gave permission to talk now, finally.
Yeah, prayers to him. Prayers to him. So hopefully he's been protected and everything else. Dan, let's take Bob on line one, calling in from Mackinac.
Is this Bob Carr?
Yeah, Bob Carr it is.
Hi, Bob.
I just decided to call, and now I'm glad I did. I heard the discussion about James and what's the other guy, Young?
Bob Young. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. What do you got?
One of the reasons I got in the campaign is because I don't know that those people know how to campaign. So we're working hard. You know, I'm running for the United States Senate. And I just told my friend today, I want to call the show, just make sure that you have calls in and you can be updated with what I'm doing. So,
yeah, now are you going to be
another person running for the United States Senate?
Yeah, are you going to be out and about?
The science of beating an incumbent, I think.
So are you going to be doing any public appearances down this neck of the woods, Bob?
Oh, I sure am. I'm going to be everywhere.
Where are you going to be next?
I'll tell you our strategy. I don't want to teach these young guys how to campaign. But,
that's good.
people need to remember, I won in 28 counties against a very famous football star / attorney for the largest law firm. And so there's a way to do it.
Yeah. Well, make sure
one
you.
One thing I will promise you is I'll never have as much money as they will.
Yeah. 'Cause I don't need it. Well, make sure you give us some dates of appearances so we can let people know, Bob, when you're going to be down here in Southeast Michigan, and we'll help you get people to those events.
Yeah, and just keep mentioning my name if you don't mind. what I like to tell people to do is to either go on Facebook or go to electbobcarr.com, read my posts. I think experience counts. And that's probably where this campaign's going to end up going. And when you read what I write on different subjects, read on the opiate subject a couple of days ago, I think you'll be amazed. I can't imagine everything that I've done in my life.
Right.
Well, Bob Carr.
When you start out early, why, things add up.
Yeah.
Just like you guys, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You look back at your first radio station and now where you are, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Bob Carr, we were remiss in not mentioning your name as one of the viable candidates. Yeah. I apologize.
All right, well, we'll get you on again, Bob. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, anytime, you guys. I'm just keep going. I'm glad what you're doing. I'm real proud of you.
All right. Well, we
thank
are
you very
of you
much.
Too. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Take care. All right. So Bob Carr running for U.S. Senate against in the primary against John James and Bob Young Jr.
And not Kid Rock.
And not Kid Rock, yes. And so I wanted to also get to, well, I think we're kind of running out of time, but I wanted to get to the tax plan, right? We're talking tax plan. We're saying, we're starting to hear good things that we might get
before Christmas.
Before Christmas. And I hope so, because before I do my taxes in spring, yeah. I would like to have something that's going to benefit me, right? I'm sorry to be selfish, America, but I'd like something to benefit me out of this tax plan.
Us.
Yes. Well, I'm being selfish. Dan, you don't have that second track available, do you?
Not yet. I got to cue that up.
Well, it might be too late, but that's all right. If we can get to it, we can get to it. If not, we won't. But I want to make sure that people call their congressman, call your senator, call Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters and say, you better get on board with this tax plan that the Republicans are putting together, because you know what? It helps us.
Yeah, the middle class.
The middle class. It does. I mean, this nonsense that, again, it's a big tax cut for the rich. You know what? The rich pay all of the taxes.
Yep.
And so if they're going to get some of that, well, yes, they are. You know, that's just the way it is. Poor people don't pay taxes. I'm sorry.
And they invest in this country.
Yes.
If they're encouraged to by a decent tax plan.
And the corporate tax rate coming down is just huge.
And that's just it.
I just don't understand how people can't seem to get it into their heads that, you know what, invest in America. It's what you have to do to make things grow. And this track, I don't know that we're going to get to it. I think we're almost out of time. But this track talks about Mick Mulvaney, who's our budget officer, right, for Trump, talking about how you can't just cut your way out of this. We can't cut spending enough because there's not enough will on either side of the aisle to cut programming. And you couldn't do it anyways. When you've got $20 trillion in debt, you're not going to cut your way to get rid of that $20 trillion in debt.
You've got to have growth.
You've got to have growth in the economy, and that small percentage increase of taxes on that small, what seems like a small increase, is what will eventually get the deficit paid down, will get us to a point where we're actually paying for what we're spending out instead of just continually throwing more debt on the fire, you know, which is what we're doing right now. $20 trillion. And that doesn't include Social Security, and that doesn't include all the other entitlements, right?
One of the encouraging things is that we are doing a budget. We haven't done a budget in 8 years, and that's how we got to $20
trillion. Yeah.
You know, because we just kept doing, oh.
Yeah, well, there's
listen to that music.
Yeah, so we'll save that for next week. We'll talk tax plan next week, because that's a good discussion to have. So until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and see you next Saturday.
For the news you need to know.
The news you need to know. That's it. See you next week.
Don't miss